Another core strength for UIS is that we call ourselves a right-sized community. As some of you know who have visited our campus, we have a very strong emphasis on providing students with a very personalized experience. Our faculty provide a tremendous amount of guidance and mentorship, and our students appreciate the extraordinarily supportive environment we provide. We also provide an abundance of opportunities for our students to collaborate with faculty, and faculty work very, very actively in their classes, whether they're on ground or online, to create an environment where innovation, inquiry, and creativity thrive. And finally, I want to mention that, again, of course, it is a core strength that we have a tradition of educating public servants and leaders. It's common for our students to intern in state government or agencies associated with state government, and they become leaders across our state and across the nation. In fact, the president of the Chamber of Commerce in Pune, India, a city of 3 million people, is a UIS graduate, which I think is pretty cool. So let me talk today about three priorities. And for us, those priorities, within the context of all the challenges we're facing, are enrollment, talent, and facilities. So I want to talk first about enrollment. As you all know, we're a university of just over 5,000 students. We've been over 5,000 for a few years. And it is important that we continue to grow our campus. Obviously, enrollment has critical budget implications, since it's enrollment more than any other factor that drives our revenue engine. And we need to grow if we're going to continue to achieve our mission and serve our students and our communities effectively. So one of the first aspects that is a priority for us is to increase our visibility. We worked with some consultants this year to help identify the factors that were going to be most important to our growth. And the first one they identified was visibility. Our research shows that we are simply not as well known as we need to be across Illinois. Of course, the citizens of Springfield know and appreciate who we are. But beyond Springfield, we're really not as well known as we need to be. So we're going to be adopting some strategies to become more visible. And that particular billboard there is an example. It's a billboard that's up in the city of Springfield right now. It brings visibility, of course, to us as well as our athletic teams. It might seem simple, by the way, to say, "Our town, your team," which is the new tagline for our athletics program. But you have to remember, we're a very new Division II program. We had a great year in athletics this year, but we're just beginning to build something special in terms of that type of visibility. So that's one way we'll be doing that. And my point is, you're going to be seeing more of UIS throughout the state of Illinois in the coming years. By the way, I want to mention, I know we have a lot of people who are going to be watching the Olympics closely this year. If you see the Nigerian basketball team on television, and I hope they make the television coverage at some point, please watch for Richard Aruche. He graduated from UIS in 2010, and he made the Nigerian basketball team. I emailed him a couple days ago and begged him to wear his UIS t-shirt in the Olympic Village. I know he can't wear it on the court, but anyway. So we're very excited about the visibility that Richard is going to bring to us. And staying on the topic of enrollment growth, I want to talk a little bit about affordability and accessibility. This graph is from our UIS dashboard report this past year, and it shows that UIS tuition is slightly higher than that of our peers. I'm not necessarily advocating that our tuition should be lower, because we provide very, very high quality for the cost. But we do recognize that cost is a factor in influencing our ability to grow. We employed Scannell and Kurtz Consulting this year to conduct a data-driven review of our current pricing and financial aid strategies for incoming freshmen and transfer students. We're now implementing their recommendation with the goal of improving all types of aid and helping us be more competitive in terms of cost. Of course, the Access Illinois campaign is a very high priority for me as chancellor. That certainly has to do with being accessible and affordable as well. And I'm pleased to tell you that we are well ahead of our goals for the Access Illinois campaign. So we're pleased about that as well. Next slide, please. Like UIC, UIS is really a very young university. Some of you remember we celebrated our 40th anniversary just a couple of years ago. One of the main reasons our research shows that prospective students don't choose UIS is because we really don't